This is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Thank you. One, two, three, jump. Twisters me.
Bop shoo bop, bop 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 shoo bop.
And you learn to do this with peppermint twist.
Bop shoo bop, bop 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 shoo bop.
It's alright all night. It's alright.
It's alright, it's alright, it's alright.
It's okay all day. It's okay.
It's okay, it's okay, it's okay.
And you like it like this with peppermint twist.
Bop shoo bop, bop bop.
Hey, hey, hey.
Classic rock, but hate the lack of variety on classic rock stations? Then tune in to Classic Rock Mine. Classic Rock Mine delivers classic rock that rocks. From bands you know, like Grand Funk Railroad, Mott the Hoople, and Uriah Heep, to bands you don't know, like the Flower Traveling Band, Papo's Blues, and Nectar. Classic Rock Mine. It's the best classic rock you've never heard. Saturday nights from 9 to 11 on 91.5 WMFO Medford. Tufts University Radio.
Carry on and you'll find me. Carry on. was good. said, hush now, baby, don't make your daddy cry. Cause everything that's born to live is surely born to die.
is not what he has. Who thinks he has you?
The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
Even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go, like hiking, biking, fishing, or camping. Or do your own thing when you get there with family and friends. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Thank you. Hey guys, it's Brian Young of A Crash Course for the Ravers.
It's a crash course for the Ravers.
Where we play deep cuts, lost classics, live tracks, your requests, and plenty of local rock sprinkled throughout. I'm joined by my beautiful co-host, Marie Michelle.
That's me.
1 to 4 p.m. Saturdays. Don't miss it on 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
deny that something's wrong, but what it is remains a mystery. The obvious somehow avoids detection, so he's been that way, you see. And though I lack the advantage of perspective and objectivity, I'm beginning to suspect I just might be my own worst enemy. Well, I hit it out for Boston just a kid. It was 1979. I was following my true love, didn't know the trouble I would find. Oh, at the time I used to say, why does it seem that trouble's always finding me? I'm beginning to suspect that even then I was my own worst enemy. Now it's 17 years later, I'm still here, feeling tired, feeling old. I might make it through the month on the money from the guitar I just sold. The finer points of making a living just don't come naturally. I'm beginning to suspect I still might be my own worst enemy. Just fight myself. I'll provide my own opposition. I don't need nobody's help. I sure don't know what's at the core of this masochistic personality, but I'm beginning to suspect I've always been my own worst. Well, all right, I'll shut up now, I've said enough, that's for damn sure. But just you wait and see, I kick myself as I head out the back door. When I get home, I might as well lock myself up, throw away the key. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy. I'm beginning to suspect I'll always be my own worst enemy.
Sweet Cecilia.
Hi, this is Pete.
And Jay.
And you're listening to WMFO Medford 91.5
FM.
Sweet Cecilia up and left without a trace. Sigh.